Module 5, Lesson 4. Journal Deep Dive. What you'll discover. How to keep a dream journal. Interpreting dreams during your bleed. And we'll do a daytime journal deep dive. But first, a quote by Dr. Azra and Saren Bertnard. They wrote the book Womb Awakening, Initiatory Wisdom from the Creatrix of All Life. In menses, there is naturally more REM sleep, and studies show that allowing more time for resting, daydreaming, meditating, and sleeping actually reduces PMS and other womb symptoms. We can dream our feminine self back to health. So knowing that, we're going to talk about keeping a dream journal. This can be a little journal, it's like a little notebook is what I use. But keep your journal next to your bed and record your dreams the moment that you wake. Do this especially a few days before your bleed and the first few days of your bleed. As 2 to 3 days before and during your bleed, your dreams can take on a shamanic quality, offering huge insights into your life. This can really start to be eye-opening as you start to record and notice what comes up in your dream time close to your bleed time. Interpreting your dreams. So you've been recording your dreams, but what do they mean? Well, based on the work of Jungian analyst and author Clarissa Pinkola Estes, she says this is how we interpret our dreams. Write out every detail of the dream in your dream journal, with spaces above to then write in your first association to the nouns. The soul speaks through symbol, but she says after doing Jungian dream interpretation for over 40 years, she felt that the most important way to interpret dreams is to understand what the symbols mean to you. So after you write out the dream, and you read it with your associations, condense it into one sentence, what your soul is telling you. Then, make a commitment to integrate the message creatively in your life in the next 24 hours to signal to your soul that you have heard the message. So I'm going to give you an example of this. This is a real dream that I had right before I bled. I had this dream, I woke up, and my bleed started. And it was really profound to do this exercise. So here's the dream. Dressed for my wedding, I should note this is long before I actually was engaged or married. Anyway, back to the dream. Dressed for my wedding, I felt like a beautiful goddess. I left for my wedding in a camper van with two friends, but instead of heading to the ceremony, I asked the camper van to stop by a conference on the other side of an island. I was apparently on an island getting married. I knew the conference was going to be attended by Tom. I wanted him to see me in all my glory. Surely now he would see my beauty. I walked into the conference feeling stunning. He sat in the front row as I twirled up and down the aisle. He didn't look at me. I left feeling rejected and unworthy. When I returned to the camper van, I had become invisible. My friends couldn't hear me as I yelled, "Take me to the wedding!" They completely ignored me, and I sat in the van unseen, weeping. I was stuck, and I missed my ceremony entirely. So this is more or less what I wrote out in my dream journal, leaving space at the top of each line so that I could then write in my associations to the nouns or any important words that jumped out at me. Here were some of the associations that I had with some of the words that I outlined. Wedding, true love, goddess, version of my highest self. Camper van to me symbolizes adventure. Friends, support system. Ceremony, devotion to love. Conference, boring obligation. Island, to me, is like paradise. Tom was a man who I had dated who wasn't into me. Beauty felt like worth to me at the time. And the front row, a place set for VIPs. And the aisle felt like the spotlight. So knowing this, I wrote these associations back into the dream. Notice how this changes it. Ready for my true love, I felt like a beautiful version of my highest self. I left for my true love in an adventure with two support systems by my side. But instead of heading towards the devotion to love, I asked the adventure to stop by a boring obligation on the opposite side of paradise. I knew the boring obligation was going to be attended by a man who I dated and who wasn't into me. I wanted him to see me in all my glory. Surely now he would see my worth. I walked into the boring obligation feeling stunning. He sat in the space for VIPs as I twirled up and down the spotlight. He didn't look at me. I felt rejected and unworthy. When I returned to the adventure, I had become invisible. My support system couldn't hear me as I cried, "Take me to the true love." They completely ignored me as I sat in the adventure unseen, weeping. I was stuck and missed my devotion to love entirely. Whoa, so some things started to become a little bit more clear to me after this. Although it may not make a lot of sense to you, it made a lot of sense to me at the time. Then I did the next step, which is to write down what that dream means to you with those associations in one sentence. And this is what that dream meant to me at the time. Abandoning myself to chase those who do not see my value leads to my unhappiness and missed opportunities on my path to true love. So knowing that, the next step is within 24 hours, do something that says, "Soul, I got your message." So what did I do? I immediately unfollowed Tom's social media feeds. I never reached out to him or saw him again. That was my way of saying, "All right, I got your message. I don't even need to be connected to him through my iPhone." And that's more or less the gist of interpreting your dreams as shared by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Also, we'll be doing another journal entry. I want you to be awake for this one, though. This is not about recording your dreams. I want you to be conscious, have some energy flowing. Maybe you've already had your coffee for this one. I want you to think about this a little bit and get really honest here. Print out the journal prompt. You can find that under the icon that says Journal Prompts. You should be able to see it. It will look a little something like this. Journal Entry Week 5. And you'll be going through these questions and asking them of yourself. You can print it right onto this paper if you don't have a journal, or use these prompts and write the answers to this question in a journal that you keep. What do you desire to say to yourself about your menstruation that you never have before? What do you desire to say to a young girl, maybe a daughter or a niece, when she reaches menstruation? And how do you desire to show up for yourself differently during your next cycle? Make sure you make some time to do this, because I've given you a lot of suggestions here, but I want you to start running that through the filter of your own body. What feels good to you? What's your plan moving forward? How do you want to change a few things? So good luck. Take your time with both this and the dream journal, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the next lesson.